All right. Hi, welcome back, Attorney Steve. Today we're talking in this podcast about free speech. And this is one of your constitutional rights that appears in what we call the Bill of Rights, which is the first 10 amendments to the Constitution. Happens to be the First Amendment, freedom of speech, freedom of assembly. This is to get around and assemble with others. And the basic is the right of a person such as you to articulate opinions and ideas without interference or retaliation from the government, okay? So if this happens and you can prove as a plaintiff, you can prove what we call state action. That means there's some governmental entity involved that's receiving federal funds. Then you may be able to file a claim under 42 USC, that's United States Code, section 1983, what we call civil rights claims. So if you want some more information, just jot down our website, freespeechfirm.com. That's freespeechfirm.com. Don't forget, how do you spell speech? S-P-E-E-C-H. Some people think it's S-P-E-A-C-H. It's free speech, E-E, double E. All right, so let's talk real quick about what a plaintiff would need to prove. And let's just in general, under the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, a citizen has the right to be free from governmental action taken to retaliate against the citizen's exercise of First Amendment rights or to deter the citizen from exercising those rights in the future. So you have a right to free speech. The government can put on what we call reasonable time, place, and manner restrictions. Dealing with political expression carried out on sidewalks or median strips, because let's face it, the show must go on. And yes, you can get out there and you have a right to protest and do all that, but the government can place what we call time, place, and manner restrictions, okay? State action, we'll get to that in a second, that's designed to retaliate and chill, what we call chill potential political free speech and expression, lies at the very heart of the First Amendment, okay? So, so let's take a look. What do you need to prove? I'm going to read this as coming from the Ninth Circuit jury instructions. Again, if you want to find this online, go to freespeechfirm.com, freespeechfirm.com. Under the First Amendment, a citizen has the right to free expression, to petition the government, to access the courts or other applicable rights, to establish that the defendant, would be the state actor, deprived the plaintiff of their First Amendment rights. Plaintiff must show the following, and being that this is a civil case, we're talking about the burden of proof, a preponderance of the evidence, okay? One, plaintiff must show they were engaged in a constitutionally protected activity. Now, you see this sometimes on TikTok, you see these First Amendment audits where these guys go into a public building or a guy with a camera starts filming the building and he is in a public building, but then, you know, the employees get upset and then the security officer comes, then law enforcement comes and the guy says, well, what do you mean? This is a public building. I'm working on a documentary. I have every right to be here and film. So those things sometimes, or even things where cops are pulling people over on the side of the road and maybe you flipped a cop off. We've seen those cases. But you do have free speech rights, and the plaintiff, number one, must show that you were engaged in a constitutionally protected activity. Number two, plaintiff must show that the defendant's actions against the plaintiff would chill a person of ordinary firmness. What does that mean, ordinary firmness? That's a really good question. From continuing to engage in the protective activity. And three, the plaintiff's protective activity was a substantial or motivating factor in the defendant's conduct, not necessarily the only factor. So plaintiff needs to show engaged in a constitutionally protective activity. Defendant sought to chill and would have chilled a person of ordinary firmness, chilled them from engaging in their activity. And three, that the plaintiff's protective activity was a substantial or motivating factor in the defendant's conduct. In other words, they were trying to silence your free speech rights. Okay, so that's in a nutshell what you need to prove. The burden of proof is initially on the plaintiff. If the plaintiff establishes each of the foregoing elements, then we have what's called burden shifting. The burden shifts to the defendant to prove by a preponderance of the evidence that the defendant would have taken the actions in question, even in the absence of any motive to retaliate against the plaintiff. In other words, I wasn't trying to attack their free speech. I would have done this anyway. It's not the speech that I was upset with. If you find that the defendant is not able to demonstrate this, the plaintiff wins, okay? Now, let's talk real quick. Free speech, I have a section on my site, freespeechfirm.com, talks about free speech in public schools. You do have free speech, but of course you can't just go crazy while the teacher is trying to teach. So there's a whole bunch of case law on that. But let's go to the state action, okay? Because here's where you need to prove that there's some sort of governmental conduct involved, some sort of state actor, somebody that's paid by the government, an entity or institution that receives public federal funds. But let's take a look a couple of these ways to prove state action. You may be able to demonstrate that it's a government agency or official that's involved. This can include direct violations of the right to free expression committed by government officials, such as law enforcement or employees. You also have these congressmen and women, and they're on their TikTok pages, and these are kind of their official pages. They can't just shut you down because they don't like what you have to say. So that could be something as well. Public function, here's another way to show state action. Plaintiff can show that a private organization, let's say somebody like Facebook, was carrying out a task that has historically only been done by the government. It can be deemed a state action if a private organization or individual is performing a task that is normally exclusively performed by the government, okay? Then we have excessive government entanglement, approval or encouragement, that the free expression rights were either approved by the government or encouraged by the government, receiving state funds, federal funds. It may be considered state activity if representatives of the government encourage the infringement, okay? And there's a couple other ways. I think those are the main ways I want to go over with you. But that you need to prove the state action. You need to prove that you were engaged in the protected speech, that defendant was trying to chill and would have chilled a person of ordinary firmness, and that the protected activity was the substantial factor in motivating defendant to basically block your free speech rights under the First Amendment. So that's a quick overview. If you're not sure if you have a case or something happened to you, there are ways that these cases can be taken on contingency. There are ways that you could potentially recover attorney fees. And there are also special standards under the New York Times versus Sullivan, what we call the actual malice standard, when we have basically free speech cases involving public figures and things like that, and they want to sue you for defamation. All right, so this is a quick overview. If you want more information, check us out. You can go to attorneysteve.com, another easy way to get to my website. That's attorneysteve.com. This is general legal information only. This is federal constitutional law. This is 42 USC 1983. Thanks for listening. General legal information only, not legal advice. Gotta run. Have a great day. Don't forget to check out my YouTube channel. We're over 41,000 subscribers and moving up fast on 5 million video views. You can find that at attorneystevevideos.com. That's attorneystevevideos.com. Have a great day. Bye now.